Hi, and welcome to the SJ Childs Show. I'm your host, SJ Childs, and today I have a really cool guest I'm excited to talk to and get to know. And I should have asked you ahead of time how to pronounce your name. I'm not going to even try because I'm so phonetic, and please tell me it's phonetically pronounced.
Oh, fair enough. Yeah, so I'm Jeej Wiles, and if you're looking at us right now, Captain Ahab is to my side here, and together we make Ahab's Adventures, which is the last 19 years, give or take a few days, of myself and Captain Ahab here traveling the world.
That's incredible. What got you interested in, where did this start, this idea?
I can't take full credit for where it originated, because my grandfather and his naval comrades actually started it. It was a World War II prank. So it was one of those things, you know, it's the last night before you leave the States. Everybody's nervous, probably in some kind of pub, sort of drinking the night away, trying to forget about what their task is going to entail the next day, right? So the officers used to fill their heads with, you know, just harmless pranks, like commandeering something from the port town. And then you make it a stowaway on the ship, make it a scrapbook. And when you eventually return safely to port after your tour was over, so would like said lawn gnome or something with a scrapbook and, you know, something for the coffee table that would be like, no, that's just not an ornament in the yard. That's, you know, he's been here and there and all these other places. But obviously, as you can see, he's sitting next to me. So my grandfather and his naval comrades sort of couldn't find the place where they commandeered him from. They all made it home safe and everything. But yeah, for one reason or another, they couldn't return him. And so it just became this sort of family heirloom that they kept traveling with. Yeah. And then as I grew up, I was very passionate about hanging out with these old men whenever they got together. All the families used to get together, and it just, they became bigger and bigger, sort of hootenanny every summer. And I just watched them doing all these things with this statue. And then luckily enough, some things fell together as I grew up, and I inherited the travels with them, basically.
Wow. And so tell me how many places you have been together now.
So we've done 200 plus adventures over the 19 years that I've had them. But that's, you know, 40 something of our 50 states of the U.S., that's seven other countries along with that, including like Chile, Ireland. We just got back from Tanzania, where we summited Mount Kilimanjaro. That was 2 months ago. So yeah, there's just anything you can think of. If he hasn't done it, it's because we're pursuing it now, basically.
Wow. And it sounds like what an empowering and kind of like inspiring thing to have something from your generations, you know, that you're carrying forward. And that's so cool to be able to keep telling the story.
Yeah. I mean, it's for them, it was just like they went to a hunting cabin, you know, an hour or two away type of thing, as I knew them. You know, I'm sure they went further and further when they were younger. But for me, it just evolved into this thing. It's just like, why not make an excuse? I started to realize, to bring him places. And the more excuses I made to do things, the more people came with us and made excuses. You know, like if Ahab's going to do it, we have to do it, instead of the, you know, like my partner will get mad at me, or I don't have the time or the money or whatever, the weather, whatever those excuses we sort of just find acceptable, just sort of those didn't happen anymore between the community that carried this guy around. So yeah, it's been interesting to see how it's all laid out over the last two decades.
Gosh, I bet. And I'm sure that you've seen so many things change and been so many places that you can really kind of attest to what it was like then and what it's like now and how much has grown or not, you know, all of the things. What do you think maybe are some cultural samenesses? Like, what do you find when you go to all these places that might just be similar in every place? Does that make sense?
It does. So for me, like, Ahab is sort of the similarity for us in terms of the patterns that happen. So we're not pitching like, hey, come talk to us or, you know, anything like that. He's just my icebreaker type of thing. So people are curious and they say, you know, what's up with the gnome? And since they engage, then they're more open to the conversation that happens after in the story and taking a picture with them and just following along and staying in touch afterwards.
That's amazing. And do you put all of these on your website and keep track of all of the people and places that people can, you know, keep pictures of them?
Yeah, exactly. So when I started it, I was 19. I was at university and he was my dorm room doorstop. So we traded a very short version because we didn't have much of a story yet of his story for a picture with whoever heard it. And then as we got older and kept moving around and realized people weren't just coming to the house to meet Ahab anymore. So we had to evolve a website. Now there's over 10,000 pictures of with him in places and with new people and friends and things like that.
And how fun and what a sense of joy and adventure you're bringing to the people in those communities to just something new and something, you know, that they can be like, wow, now we're a part of this too.
Oh, it's that's the thing. If you want to become part of our ongoing story, all you have to do is understand, you know, what where it's come from and what we do. And anybody's invited on any of these adventures that they want to come on.
That's so amazing. What's the largest group that you've had and gone places?
So we've done group like skydiving events and whitewater rafting things and stuff like that. Or sometimes we just, you know, grab three people and go, you know, hike a 3 mile trail in some straight part or kill them, you know, just on a whim. But yeah, it's any type of adventure. Like I mentioned, rafting and skydiving and all those extreme things, but we've done plenty of like museums and comic conventions and national parks. And, you know, it's a well-rounded, just sort of whatever you're passionate about, you should be pursuing type of thing.
Yeah, definitely. And then it also opened the doors for opportunities like the TEDx speaking, right? And things like that. So that's incredible. Tell us a little bit about that experience.
Yeah. So, I mean, as we've been going, like when TEDx, when we applied to 5 or 6 different ones all over the country. And TEDx Akron in Ohio was the one that actually picked us. But you could, even when they picked us, they even told us it was, you know, sort of an odd thing to commit to in a way, right? And I completely understand where they're coming from. But yeah, and working up to that and everything, it was just, that's the one of the biggest adventures I'd say we've taken, even though it's just standing on stage for 12 minutes. It's opened more doors than most adventures that we've taken, actually.
That's wonderful. What is your favorite activity that you've done that you wouldn't have ever expected to have done before?
Interesting question. I mean, Kilimanjaro was definitely not like one of those things my whole life I've been saying, I'm going to climb one of the 7 summits, never mind with a, you know, 45, 50 pound backpack the whole time. But I think the TEDx was something also I never would have thought of even been passionate about. But most of the things we do aren't so much, this isn't my bucket list live through a statue. This is a compilation of everybody that's ever told me a bucket list item or a dream or life hobby they wanted. And I just add it and show them if he can do it, then they can be doing it.
And how that's so great. And do you have people now that write you letters and say, thank you. Like now I've gone and done this, taken this next step.
Oh yeah. Not all the time, but there's a lot, you can't see the details behind me, but between all the bigger pictures and adventures and things are all kinds of thank you notes and cards and things from things that have happened because somebody just did the simple task of asking us if we could help them with our network through a connection or things like that.
Yeah.
And things have happened that way. And that's, we're fortunate now. It's not that Ahab is big enough, but I think he's got enough experience where we get to share our stories with businesses and universities and high schools and, you know, large groups of people and all these lessons and things that we've sort of learned by trial and error along the way. And like we were talking about earlier, looking back, it's sort of easy to connect the dots on how like we're talking right now. But looking forward, it's always exciting to just dream about what's going to happen because even we're talking for a half an hour.
Yeah. No, it's incredible. And it's great to bring people who have a great sense of culture and diversity and that want people to see how easy it can be with the right mindset. And I'm sure that that's kind of like, you know, the baseline of what people need is they just need to know there's hope and you give yourself that grace and don't make the excuses like you said in the beginning. And really trust that you can, not only when you especially do these things, and I'm sure it feels for you, you're not only helping yourself because you're really having your own internal growth through all of this process, but then you're having all the community outreach and all the community growth. And it means it's so big when you step back and look at it. So incredible that you're doing this.
Well, cheers. Yeah, I can't believe how much, like we were just talking about how the TEDx at the time was the biggest thing. And every year when I look back or look behind us or look at the timeline, it's just like, that seems so impossible. And then all of a sudden we did it. And now that hurdle seems so tiny.
Yeah.
You know, every day, every year that goes by, it was just like, how did I not just step over that instantly type of thing?
No, it's so true. When you kind of get into that, like, okay, just face your fear of whatever the big challenge is that you think obviously within your means. You know, for me, it was, and this is going to sound crazy, I'm sure, but I emailed Elon Musk and said, hey, we must talk about your Asperger's. Please, please, please contact me. But of course, I haven't heard anything. That's okay. I mean, I keep trying. But you know how much fear that freed up for me to reach out to other people that were, you know, that aren't the richest man in the world, that aren't the Elon, you know, and so it like this weird, like you said, it's like this, like the super cape or something, you know, this all of a sudden I'm like, hey, I'm not afraid to reach out to this Hollywood producer or to this actor. And I may not get a back, you know, hear back from them, but the step that I'm making to take and that maybe they'll see the intent behind that or feel the good vibes from it and have the right response. But it's all you need is to kind of face that tiny little step and just plunge right over the edge.
Yeah, exactly. And it like, cause you took that step, you're one step closer, right?
Yeah.
So we're 200 adventures in, but you know, I get it all the time. Like, oh, you're sort of handed a legacy type of thing. You know, it's easy to start, but you know, there wasn't a website. There wasn't anything with it.
Yeah.
There was just, they taught me how to be passionate about whatever hobby you're going to be behind. And it takes 5 minutes some days and 2 hours some weekends and, you know, things like that. But now all of a sudden we're 200 adventures in and now he has so much credibility. Anytime we ask for help or help others, it's so much easier because we've exercise that muscle so much now.
Yeah. Oh, I love that you said that. That's so true too. And especially when you have so much community support, that's when word of mouth and just like you said, just being able to get across to a wider audience, you know, to be able to get your message across. What are some adventures you have coming up?
Coming up. So this summer, late in the summer, we're going to do Acadia National Park because we haven't done a national park in a few years now. And that used to be our backbone, like cross-country trips and seeing the nation and things like that. So we're going to do that. We're going to help a friend who goes to comic conventions. He has like a table there and that's his passion, woodworking and things like that. So he asked, they have to come along and we get to sort of go to the conferences and interact. Yeah. It's a lot of fun to go actually. Can't believe how outgoing the people at those conventions are in that setting and in the themes or whatever cosplay and everything's going on. So definitely. It's interesting.
Oh no, I'm sure that they love it. They love the storytelling. They're all about the storytelling. So it's fantastic.
I'm looking at the board here. We have a few speaking engagements and we're going to go up to the White Mountains in New Hampshire, do a little camping. But with COVID, we're trying not to plan too many more like long distance things. We hit Kilimanjaro in like just the sweet spot when everything just sort of somehow was calmer.
Lucky.
Yeah. But so we're trying to plan ahead for some goals. Like we just on Instagram, we did a huge post about working with a brewery to make some kind of Ahab Grog or something, because he can't be a real pirate captain without his own type of drink.
I love that idea.
Yeah, and that's a fairly recent post, and already who we've reached out to through the crew interacting and tagging other breweries, we've already got such a positive response that we're going to probably have to say no to a few people at this point.
Who knows how
it's going to work. Yeah.
Congratulations on all your successes. And, you know, just for you personally, what kind of growth do you think, you know, you've had along all of these adventures?
I mean, it sounds real nice when I just laid it all out about all these things that, you know, are coming up, but that was, you know, years of getting nosed left and right and everything else. And, you know, all the things coming to fruition now. And in the past, it's also like we've been to places like Mammoth Cave National Park, where the first time we went there, we didn't even get through the front door because they're like, oh, if he touches a wall, he'll ruin things or something, right?
Yeah.
And just an excuse that's very manageable to figure out if we work together.
Sure.
You know, as a bunch of school kids were running by with backpacks and being disgusting and things, right? But it was just somebody that was having a bad day and we showed up on the spot and it didn't happen. But then 5 years later, we got a hold of them. And I don't know if the same people were there or not or whatever it was, but they invited us down. We gave a talk 500 feet underground in the caverns, and they just treated him like he was bigger than I, you know, I know he's a lawn gnome. Everybody else seems to, he's got a persona about it. I know where he came from, but it was just crazy how something that was a no first, right?
Yeah.
Was just had to be asked different or had to be asked at a different time. Like you brought up earlier about places and how they change when you go and things. Cause even all the places we've been, if it's been 3 years, we haven't been there anymore. That's not the same place. Yeah. So there might be a couple of the same buildings or people, but it's a completely different community.
Oh, it's crazy how things change like that. So do any of the older men, you know, the older guys, the grandparents, do they know about, or any of them about to, you know, see the stories taking place still?
So the weird thing about Ahab, and not to say a curse that goes with him, but when they passed him on, I was excited to, you know, my first year I'd go back, share all the stories around the card table with them and all that kind of stuff, because I'd just been a listener. But they all passed away for one reason or another within that year. So I didn't really get to share the stories that like what I was learning about the interactions and things right away.
Yeah.
But like all their wives and a lot of the core of those families have been following along. And most of them, I don't think understand honestly the craziness that the level we've taken it to at this point, because they always just saw it as like, you know, a lawn gnome that magically moved 100 feet or something. Right.
Yeah.
And now we're moving, you know, 10,000 miles a year and things like that.
Wow. Well, that's wonderful. Do you have any personal goals for yourself in the future that, you know, any more bucket lists that you want to achieve?
So for me, there's a few like long shot ones, or I say they're long shots, but I just haven't asked yet really. But I think it would be hilarious to have them have like cameos in TV shows and movies.
Yeah.
Like not even mentioning him or anything, but you know, they're just driving along and all of a sudden you can see the yard and he's just in one, or,
I love it.
You know, have him just be an Easter egg in like seven different shows that don't even connect to each other. I think that would be that's a fun goal that we have on there. The brewery one I think is going to happen, and that's been on there for a long time. And our newest passion, because I know that someday I'm going to stop carrying him at some point, and sure it's long off, but we've been crafting silver and putting Ahab's Jolly Roger in it. So it's like the hobby that I'll have after I'm not the per se traveling caretaker of them.
Yeah.
So I'll just still have a role. I'm sort of making myself a retirement role. And hopefully, you know, whoever takes them on after me will just, it'll just be bigger than one person doing it with a lot of friends and family and crew and, you know, helping out.
Well, congratulations to all of your adventures and, you know, the stories that just the power of, you know, generational, I don't know, taking it forward. I don't even know how to say it, but No, it's really cool. And I don't think that people, they don't do that anymore. It's almost like an old idea, right? And mm-hmm. just something that is really, I bet, cherished and really cherished for you guys and the family members. Well, where do you have a website, of course, and share with us where we can go to find you and go to see all of these adventures?
Yeah, so it's ahabsadventures.com for the website. And then at Ahab's Adventures, on most things, you'll find it. If you type that into any bar, you'll find us.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, I look forward to, you know, following and seeing all of the adventures and places you, you know, take. And hopefully there's an exciting beer that gets named. And yeah, we'll have to, I don't think I can have beer shipped to Utah. So unfortunately, I'll have to move somewhere else so you can ship it.
I won't tell you where they're coming from, but there's collaborations all over the nation. Exciting. So there might be one closer to you than you think.
Oh, right. I like that.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for your time today. I'm really excited that we got to connect, and thank you for sharing the stories with us. Yeah. And I hope that we can stay in touch.
Oh, of course. And the cheers is all on our end. We really appreciate being on.
Yeah. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon.
Cheers.